Welcome to Golau, where we shed some light on politics, policy and polling in Wales and the world. This mini-episode of Golau features the First Minister's speech at the launch of the Welsh Government's new policy paper, Brexit and Devolution. We'll follow up shortly with analysis from some of our regular guests on the show.
Good morning, everybody. First, can I thank the Wales Governance Centre, particularly Professor Roger Skelly, for hosting the launch today of our policy paper on Brexit and Devolution. Gai felly I ddiolch I ganolfan Llywodraethiant Cymru ac yn enwedig yr athro Roger Skelly am helpu ni lansio'n papur policy ynghylch Brexit a datganoli. I think it's fair to say that leaving the European Union is the most significant challenge facing the United Kingdom, a challenge thrown into sharper relief by the outcome of the general election. Decisions taken now will affect Wales for decades to come. Our ability to attract trade, travel, to attract investment, determine policies, legislate, to support our countryside, to invest in our regions, all these will be influenced by the way in which we leave the EU. And the challenge is most acute for our economy. As a Welsh Government, we've been completely consistent in arguing that securing full and unfettered access to the single market should be our top priority. But the fallout from Brexit also has the potential to destabilise the United Kingdom as we know it, or perhaps, to put it more positively, to enable its reinvention. Now, as First Minister, I'm both passionate about Wales and proud of the United Kingdom. There's no contradiction to my mind between the two. There is no need to choose between the two. And I believe that working together with England, Scotland and Northern Ireland, the UK is a stronger, better place. A vibrant and dynamic union benefits us all. Now, while we may have different points of view, holding and expressing those views, of course, is central to democracy, as is respecting each other's point of view and working together to find a way forward. And so the relationships between the four countries of the UK and our governments has to change. We deserve far more than a grudging relationship based on a bare minimum of fig leaf consultation. The UK, which will leave the EU, is not the same country that joined in 1973. Today, after nearly 20 years of devolution, a lot has changed. So we have to learn afresh how to manage our business as a dynamic, multinational democracy within the EU. A return to the Wales and the UK of 1973 is not an option. The UK's withdrawal from the EU must reflect the reality of devolution. And as I've consistently maintained, we will oppose any retreat towards a monolithic and centralised UK and fight any attempt to place new constraints on our devolved powers. If we begin down that route, it will threaten, not strengthen, our union. And it will cut across, actually, the referendum we had here in 2011 when the people of Wales voted overwhelmingly to have stronger powers for our National Assembly. We are four distinct nations in our own right, but we are intricately linked in so many ways. Business supply chains run the length and breadth of the UK, our shared environment respects no land borders, and the way people live their lives, particularly on our border, is affected only very little by lines on a map. There is clearly then an urgent need for an agreed common approach. So, the paper I'm launching today asks four fundamental questions. Firstly, how do we protect the functioning of our internal market without undermining devolution? Secondly, how do we achieve deeper cooperation between the four governments in the exercise of our individual but connected competences after the UK withdraws from the EU? Thirdly, how do we reform the machinery of government to support this coherence and cooperation? And fourthly, how do we build wider consensus across political parties and wider society about the long-term governance of the UK? Now, our paper sets out our contribution in answering those questions. Adopting them would be a significant step towards constructing a new UK, a major constitutional reconstruction of the UK. We don't underestimate the challenge that poses, but we have to respond creatively to the challenges Brexit poses for the devolved nations and the future governance of the UK. Devolution, just as much as Brexit, is based on the democratic will of the people of this country. That must be respected, and that's why we must agree common approaches through discussion, but not through diktat. Secrecy and a lack of consultation will do nothing to build the mature, dynamic and outward-facing UK that we can be. And Wales and the UK will be stronger for that open discussion. The debate on the future of the Union should be positive and inclusive and should develop without disparagement or disrespect to others. And that's why the existing JMC is simply not fit for the task in hand. It's a consultative body and makes no decisions. What will be needed post-Brexit is a strengthened structure able to take forward negotiations, reach binding decisions, and help to resolve disputes. So, in its place, we propose a UK Council of Ministers. This council, served by an independent secretariat and a structured work programme, would allow the four governments to sit around a table to negotiate and agree binding UK frameworks where they're needed, in respect of devolved areas, as well as considering non-devolved policies, such as state aid and international trade, which could vitally affect areas of devolved competence. Our paper also proposes a convention on the future of the UK. Now, this is an idea I've canvassed ad nauseam the past few years, no apologies for that, along with senior Labour colleagues at another recent Wales Governance Centre event. We noted then how urgent this work has become, and the general election should now make that work move forward and make it inevitable. The convention should be chaired by a respected, independent figure, and it would consider major questions which will face the UK once it's outside the EU, and it will take evidence from all across the UK. So this is a critical period in our history, but it also offers us the opportunity to think again about what kind of country and what kind of union we want to be. The convention needs to involve all voices, all political parties, and civil society from all parts of the UK. And as I've said many times, we as a government have plenty of ideas, but we don't claim to have a monopoly of ideas. We're interested in hearing what others have to say. So the opportunities presented by the EU exit that we face must be about the future, not about the past, and that's what our paper is about. I hope it'll be warmly welcomed as an important step in the work which we have to undertake together to map our collective future. This work has to start now. It cannot start after we've left, because the structure needs to be in place before we leave. There's no time to waste. Today is our contribution as a government, and I look forward to hearing the views of others. Diolch yn fawr iawn. Thanks very much.
Thanks for listening to this mini-episode of Golau. The next episode will feature some analysis of the Welsh Government's position on Brexit and devolution. Thanks for listening to Golau, a Cardiff University podcast. Subscribe in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from to have the next episode download automatically.